Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Books Service News, Fall 2023, Volume 14, Number 3. Finding locally produced books on BARD. Users of the Idaho Talking Books Service, TBS, can apply for an account to the Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, BARD, to download audiobooks and magazines to their computer or device with the BARD mobile app. Accessing BARD requires a computer or device, high-speed internet, which your public library has if you don't, an email address, and the ability to download files. In addition to the more than 100,000 titles available to TBS patrons through BARD or on cartridge, did you know that you can easily search for our locally produced Idaho books on the BARD mobile apps? Navigate to the Get Books module, then click on Search. In the search bar, enter ID1A, our unique network library code. Make sure it is set to a keyword search, then press Go. 25 books will be displayed first, but as you scroll down, the list will refresh to 50, 75, 100, etc. Happy reading. For more information and/or instruction about BARD, call a TBS Customer Service Representative, CSR, at 800-458-3271. If our CSRs don't answer right away, leave a message and you'll get a call back. The TBS is a little short-staffed this fall, but we'll always get back to you as soon as possible. Read-alikes for fall. If you are getting a little bored with the same old authors, here are some choices that might be new to you. These options are grouped by authors with a similar style or genre. Or call a TBS customer service representative. They love talking about books and authors and are always happy to provide reading recommendations. If you like Harlan Coben, try Linwood Barclay, Lee Child, Robert Craze, Lisa Gardner, Don Winslow, Stuart Woods. If you like Leanne Moriarty, try Elizabeth Berg, Jane Green, Ellen Hildebrand, Marion Keyes, Jennifer Weiner, Emily Henry. If you like Ruth Ware, try Lisa Unger, Andrew Clavin, Joy Fielding, Megan Miranda, Paula Hawkins. If you like Dean Koontz, try Jeffrey Deaver, Jonathan Mayberry, Dan Simmons, Peter Straub, F. Paul Wilson. If you like J.D. Robb, try Suzanne Brockman, Andrea Kane, Dorinda Jones, Carol O'Connell. Talking Books Order Form. To order any of the books from this newsletter, write your name and address on the enclosed TBS order form and mark on the lines next to the titles you want. Postage is not required. These titles are also available for download from BARD. To register for BARD, call the Talking Books Service at 1-800-458-3271 or visit nlsbard.loc.gov. Newly available locally produced books. Revenge for the Hunted, Adult Fiction. Author, Mike Chirac. Read by Becky DeSilvia. Idaho's hunting season is under siege. When six hunters are found dead shortly after the season opens, law enforcement investigates the seemingly connected murders, a link that's confirmed when an unknown anti-hunting extremist demands that the season be closed. Despite safety concerns, the state refuses. An angered hunting community reacts, and more hunters fall victim. As FBI agent Max Miller learns about the deadly, ghost-like killer and takes to the mountains, trying to cross his path, he suspects the man he's looking for, ironically, has hunted before. DBC 00933, 2008, 16 hours, 14 minutes. Allegory of Malad City, a novel based on actual events of 1986. Adult Fiction. Author, Ruby Campbell Stroshine. Read by Chris Query. The truths in this story lie in the twists and turns of Rebecca's life that bring her home to Malad City to face her demons. In the secrets buried in a child's grave by a pragmatic FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation manager, who's grappling with his feelings for a married woman, and in the tragic accident that challenges a young mother to contend with the forces of faith, guilt, and salvation. Suffused with the tense drama of a bank takeover by the FDIC, hundreds of farm families are left destitute as their errant church leader begins acquiring assets for pennies on the dollar. When Rebecca and her sister fight to help families retain their holdings, the power of a religious stronghold is unleashed. The women find themselves steeped in challenges that tests the moral and ethical fabric of this small Welsh community under siege. Some descriptions of sex, some violence. DBC 00954, 2016, 13 hours, 2 minutes. The Stone Angel, Adult Fiction. Author, Margaret Lawrence. Read by Marion Stevens. With her life nearly behind her, the witty, irascible, and fiercely proud Hagar Shipley escapes from her nursing home and sets out in search of a way to reconcile herself to her tumultuous past. Through her reflections, we come to know the rebellious young bride in a remote prairie town, her love for her two sons, the freedom she claimed, and the joys she denied herself. In this bold, final step toward freedom and independence, Hagar gains a deeper understanding of the meaning of acceptance. Her thoughts evoke not only the rich pattern of her past experience, but also the meaning of what it is to grow old and to come to terms with mortality. DBC 00955, 1964, 10 hours, 55 minutes. Boise State of Mind, the emergence of college football's grittiest underdog. Adult Nonfiction, author Joel Gunderson, read by Chris Query. After decades of under-the-radar success, the Boise State Broncos became a household name during the 2006-2007 NCAA football season. This was when the 12-0 Broncos were set to face the 11-2 Oklahoma Sooners in the Fiesta Bowl. In that David versus Goliath event, everyone expected the Sooners, who played in the highly competitive Big 12 Conference and had dominated since coach Bob Stoops took over in 1999, to beat the no-names from the Western Athletic Conference. The matchup would end up becoming one of the greatest college football games ever played, with Boise State beating Oklahoma 43-42 on a trick play 2-point conversion to win in overtime. But how did Boise State, known mostly for its blue turf, become synonymous with football excellence, morphing into one of the most successful and polarizing programs in the country? Writer Joel Gunderson tells the story of how the school went from a junior college to Division I, climbing the ranks and building a program that has since beaten such college football powerhouses as Oregon, Georgia, Virginia Tech, and Oklahoma, and has the highest winning percentage in the country since 2000. Through in-depth interviews with current and former players, coaches, and administration, Gunderson offers an entertaining story of the growth of a program that rose from anonymity to become arguably the most successful underdog in the country. But this is more than just a Cinderella story. It's about how they arrived, how they conquered, and how they've maintained their position in the cutthroat business that is college football. DBC 00959, 2018, 12 hours, 17 minutes. Thank you to the TBS patrons who participated in the summer reading program. You'll receive your prizes very soon. We'll do it again next year. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service, July through September 2023. General donations: Lucy Bean, Teresa Gross, Karina Martin, Margaret Mortison, Charles and Janet Mosier, Patricia Micklebust, Joan Perdue, Nancy Potter, Billy Woods. Memorial donations: Artis Arp, in memory of Martin Downey; Renee and Brad Bergquist, in memory of Martin Downey; Alta Christensen, in memory of Mary Lou Shumway; Kate Fitzpatrick, in memory of Martin Downey; Lisa Hale, in memory of Martin Downey; Ormel Sathoff, in memory of Martin Downey; Roseanne Spence, in memory of William Spence. Donations are fully tax deductible, as allowed by law. Make checks payable to the Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Books Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, libraries.idaho.gov/donations. Or from the homepage, click on the Donate to the ICFL button. Our sincere thanks to all who give so generously. Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club. Our centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club are Helen Berenger, who has read 45 books since joining the TBS in 2020. Shirley McGregor, who has read 1,268 books since joining the TBS in 2018. Doris Tuttle, who has read 155 books since joining the TBS in 2017. For assistance or to comment about the Idaho Talking Book Service, please call 800-458-3271, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time, or send an email to talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. To order this newsletter on cartridge, choose Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News on cartridge. To order this newsletter in Braille, choose Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News in Braille. For an audio version, PDF, or to subscribe to this newsletter via email, visit libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. To download this newsletter via the online catalog, search Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News. Customer Service Representatives, CSRs, are available to assist TBS patrons Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time, except State of Idaho holidays. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News. Fall 2023, Volume 14, Number 3. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service, November 2023. Read by Sue Vapp. Monitored by Rachel Welker. Reviewed by Jack Weinberg. This project is made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited.